Track 13. Where we are now. The facts and figures provided in this consultation draft of the transport plan are correct at the time of writing and will be updated prior to publication as latest data is released. Many of the long-standing social and economic challenges and inequalities that the region has always been vulnerable to re-emerged in 2020 as a result of the effects of COVID-19 pandemic. We must acknowledge and address these challenges and inequalities so that we can move forward and deliver our vision, and 2021 will be the point that we start to rebuild from. Furlough. 267,000 people in the Northeast had been furloughed at some point between March and July 2020. That's 32% of our workforce. Unemployment. The working age employment rate was 74.6%. The lowest among the nine English regions, May to July 2020. Claimant count. In August 2020, almost 91,000 people in the Northeast LEP were claiming unemployment benefits, an increase of over 36,400 since March 2020. Working from home. We estimated that 27% of the region's workforce were working from home in late 2020. Post-COVID-19 rates of working from home will fall back, but certainly not to where they were, and this is likely to be a long-term change. Tourism. Many businesses in the region's rural areas, e.g. self-catering accommodation, campsites, restaurants, cafes, recouped some of the income lost during early 2020. The growth in staycations and people seeking holidays in more remote outside spaces has benefited rural tourism in the Northeast. By contrast, hotels and hospitality businesses in urban areas are operated at low levels of capacity. For example, in Newcastle, the occupancy rate for city centre hotels was approximately 30% in summer 2020, compared to 70% in a normal summer. Low occupancy rates are a result of a lack of tourist visitors, as well as a downturn in the corporate and wedding markets. Environment. Early 2020 gave us cleaner and quieter towns, cities and neighbourhoods. Over the coming years, we want to sustain and improve on some of the benefits this has afforded us. Recovery. Despite the severity of the impacts felt earlier in the year, there are signs of recovery. Economic recovery in the region is expected to vary widely between sectors. For example, the arts, culture and hospitality sectors are expecting huge job losses, business closures, and a recovery that will take many years. Other sectors, such as construction, are already well on the road to recovery. Transport will play a key role in enabling the region's recovery. It took until 2016 for Northeast employment to return to 2008 levels following the last recession. The speed of this recovery must be faster. Digital connectivity. 2020 brought a reduction in personal mobility never seen before and changed behaviours. COVID-19 sharply accelerated the demand for internet connectivity when going online was the only way to access healthcare, education and employment opportunities. In 2020, there's been regular reporting of poor internet connectivity in parts of the region, a persistent problem for Northeast people and businesses. Only 2.5% of households in the Northeast have access to fibre to the premises, FTTP, compared with 18.6% of UK households. High streets, retail footfall. Northeast retail footfall has been in decline since 2015, and COVID-19 has impacted this further with a decline of 66% in June 2020, compared to last year. One of the key reasons for visiting the high street less is shop closures. As shops close, fewer people visit the high street, making it less economically viable for remaining shops to trade. Regional retail footfall. June 2020 down 66% compared to June 2019. July 2020 down 53% compared to July 2019. Key insight. The region must meet these opportunities and challenges head-on by 2035, enabling an ambitious and productive Northeast in the 2030s. For example, if the economies of Ashington and Newcastle are brought closer together through restored passenger rail links, there'll be an increase in the level of interaction between the two, resulting in economic growth for both areas.